With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santello.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Sad to hear about the passing of Arlene Clement.
Oh, Arlene, what a wonderful character actress she was. And it came as rather a shock to everyone that because she, in characteristic Arlene way, she didn't make a fuss. She kind of exited forever.
It was kind of interesting, the character she was and the person that she would play in some of the plays. I remember playing opposite her in The Secret Garden, and she actually frightened me at times.
I think that was... might have been the very first show she did for a Theater of Youth company. She did many shows for a Theater of Youth, I think at least a dozen.
She got an Artie.
She got an Artie for Irish Classical Theater Company Plowin' the Stars, but had appeared in numerous shows for them, Same Old Moon. She played Bernarda Alba for Buffalo United Artists. She also did The Children's Hour for them. One of the first times I saw her was with the Amherst Players in The Dining Room, a production directed by Roger Paolini.
Moving along, let's move on to Vivian, a solo piece by Josephine Hogan, which is interesting, just the casting alone.
Well, she resembles Vivian Lee, and this is Vivian, the triumph and madness of Vivian Lee, one woman play by Rick Foster.
Did you see the picture on the billboard outside the studio of her? That's a lovely picture of her.
They did a whole photo shoot with photographer Casey Kratt, self-consciously trying to duplicate glamour shots of the great Vivian Lee, best remembered as Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind, the 1939 classic film.
This is a little bit different, isn't it?
Well, this takes place on the first day of rehearsals of A Delicate Balance. She was to have appeared in the London debut of Edward Albee's A Delicate Balance in 1967 opposite Michael Redgrave when she was taken ill with tuberculosis and she would die. Completely ignoring the instructions of her physicians, she never gave up smoking, never gave up drinking, and ran her sick room as a kind of salon. So this is Vivian between life and death reminiscing about her life, mostly about her marriage to Laurence Olivier.
And her mental condition was such that it's strange thinking of her and Gone with the Wind being the same woman.
Delicate Balance indeed. I guess today we would say she was bipolar, but she only lived to be 53 and was gone. A ravishingly beautiful woman, she always felt, as did many critics, that her beauty distracted from her talent, that people didn't take her as seriously as they might because they saw her and saw a beautiful woman. And in those days, if you had beauty, you didn't have to have talent. I guess sometimes that's still true. But she was remarkably talented. Interestingly competitive relationship with her husband, who I must say does not come off so well in the play.
Well, if you've read any of the biographies of him, he comes out as quite an egocentric lout.
I can't really stand up and defend him in this regard. Talented man, but I wouldn't have picked him for a good husband.
Moving along to King John, you are directing King John. Tell me, how did you get involved with that?
Well, this is Shakespeare's Life and Death of King John, and a lot of people don't even know that Shakespeare wrote King John, which is why Shakespeare in Delaware Park is doing it as their annual fall fundraiser. So this is one night only, a reading of Shakespeare's Life and Death of King John, November 6th at the Buffalo Seminary, and people can contact Shakespeare in Delaware Park to get tickets to this lovely affair. You remember last year I did Cymbeline for them.
Yeah, you do the well-known plays, you know. I don't know why you don't take on something a little bit
more
obscure.
That's the whole point. They're wanting to let their audience see plays that have never been done in Delaware Park. So last year we did Cymbeline. This year it's King John with Todd Benson as King John and Saul Elkin as his nemesis, King Philip of France, and his mother, who, do you recall who the mother of King John was?
Eleanor of Aquitaine.
Yes, from Lion in Winter, and Barbara Link LaRue playing Eleanor of Aquitaine in later years, but she's still feisty and her family is still basically a mess. So that's the story of the life and death of King John. I guess with that title, there's no spoiler. He dies, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and that's November the 6th.
Let's move along to Henry James.
Screw. The Turn of the Screw, the Jeffrey Hatcher play, which we have seen before, but they're doing a splendid job down at the Irish Classical Theater on the Andrews stage, handsomely designed under the direction of Derek Campbell with Vincent O'Neill and Carolyn Baumler. She's a wonderful actress. I had seen her in New York a few years ago in the original company of the Bebo Brinker Chronicles. She's terrific.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santello.
And I'm Anthony Chase.